The second Aliyah of the joint Matot Maaseh Parashiyot, we find out about the war against Midian, and in the aftermath, Moshe Rabbeinu is told to teach Bnei Israel certain halachot about Tahara. And included in that is the halachot about Giulei Ovdei Kochavim, which is to purify the vessels, the pots and pans and plates, etc., etc., that you get from a non-Jew because they are not kosher. And the Torah says, "Vayomer Elazar Kohen El Anshei Hatzava Abayim LaMelchama Zot Chukat HaTorah Asher Tziva Hashem Et Moshe." But in fact, the one who teaches Bnei Israel about the Giulei Ovdei Kochavim is not Moshe, but Elazar HaKohen. And the Rashi explains why. The Visha Ba Moshe Lichlal Kas Ba Lichlal Taut Shenit Almu Mimenu Hilchot Giulei Goyim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu got angry about the fact that when Bnei Israel came back from the war with Midian, they left all of the women who were the perpetrators of the crimes against Bnei Israel, they left all the women alive. Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at them, Veksof. So therefore, he forgot the halachot of Gilei of the Kochavim. This is not the only place where this comes up. V'chein et ha-motza b'shmini l'miluim, sh'nemar v'iksof al Elazar v'al Itamar, ba'alichlal ka'as, ba'alichlal ta'ut. When Moshe Rabbeinu got angry at Itamar and Elazar, so he made a mistake about the korbanot, whether they were supposed to eat them, whether they were supposed to burn them, etc. V'chein b'shimuna ha-marim, b'yachat ha-sala al-idei ha-ka'as ta'a. Even though Rashi believes that the sin of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he hit the rock, that also includes the fact that the reason he hit the rock was because he got angry. So what we learn from this Rashi, of course, is that it's important for a person to maintain their calm, especially when they're in a position of authority and they're teaching, because getting angry never does anything good. Nobody ever thought afterwards, oh, it's a good thing I got angry that time. And so getting angry can cause a person to forget or make mistakes. Some of the Mepharshim point out, it's interesting that the other examples that are given over here is when Moshe makes a mistake, whereas over here, he simply forgot. One last thing that the Torah Tumimah points out, that this could be the basis or the reason for the Mishnah at the beginning of Pirkei Avot, Hevim Metunim Badin. A person should be patient and calm when they are rendering a decision. Yom Tov.